This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the line with a special guest this morning to talk about what's happening at the Boniface Arts Center. We are in the midst of summer right now, a very strange summer, but things are still happening, which is really great to hear, and I'd love to hear a little bit more about it from the Executive Director of the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. I'll welcome Sue Roll to the line. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you, Kurt. And yes, it's kind of an odd summer, let's say the least.
Yes. And, you know, even that being said, people are still finding ways to do things safely, which is probably the most important thing. And I know that the Boniface is taking all the steps necessary to continue with COVID-19 precautions, safety, cleaning, etc., while also kind of jumping into the waters of some virtual events as well. But why don't we start with talking about some of the classes? Something that immediately piques my interest. When I'm at home with my son, especially when we were kind of sheltering in place, we did some baking and we needed to make some yummy things. So I see that there's a class all about baking and being happy. Can you tell us about that class?
Yeah, we're delighted. The summer has given us opportunities to try new things. Sometimes change doesn't come easy, but when it does, it can be fun. So Bake and Be Happy is our August 12th culinary class with Lizette Lefebvre. Lizzie is one of our youngest chefs. She's in her late teens, and she'll be making macarons, which is like the French, a cool French Oreo. So it's a light French sandwich cookie. She's going to make lemon raspberry and lemon lavender flavors.
Ooh, yummy. So,
and the cool stuff for us is that we're going to do this in two modes at the same time. People will be able to attend here in our studio, and of course that's a limited audience because of the COVID-19 rules, but we'll also be presenting it on Zoom. So it'll be kind of not quite live streamed, but Zoom lets you ask questions and interact, whereas live streaming doesn't. So people can register online for either one of those approaches to it. We will not be taking walk-ins for obvious, you know, COVID reasons. Keeping everyone healthy counts. But this should be a really fun class. Lizzie is lively, and I'll tell you what, her food is really, really good.
That's always a good combination. And macarons are definitely, they're kind of a hot item. You see them in a lot of different places. So to be able to learn how to make your very own at home sounds really cool.
And it's not as hard as people think, I think.
Yeah. And along with that, too, you know, everyone's looking for activities to do at home. And especially when it comes to the kiddos and keeping them busy, entertained, and also giving them an outlet for creativity. And I see that there's art lessons for children in grades K through 8.
Yeah, we are going to put on demand. So these are pre-recorded classes. We're going to be putting them online and making them available to folks who register. And there'll be a supply kit provided for each of the different lessons especially when there's not the normal or the usual home items that would be involved. We don't know where the school curriculums are going these days or how people will be hosting their children virtually or, you know, in present at school.
Right.
But these will be available after September 15th. So keep an eye out on our website for that and know that there are some online art lesson options for students this year.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's always good to have some extra ammo in the belt, so to speak, you know, to be prepared. We kind of all who have had children at home who have kind of had to take on the role of teacher at home. It's always good to have something in the back pocket to say, okay, we're going to do this today. So essential art lessons, those will be available on the website on demand. Now, with that, there are still exhibits happening at the Boniface, and we did talk about the Upcycle exhibit. That's going to be opening Friday, July 31st, correct?
No, I wrote this yesterday, so my notes
okay.
Say it opens tomorrow, but it's really today.
Today,
it's tomorrow.
Okay.
So today, and we're having a reception tonight from 7 to 9 where people can tour the exhibit and meet the artists. And in a classic fashion, in one of those aha moments of why haven't we always done this, as long as the weather's good, we're doing an outdoor reception and of course, limiting how many people are in the gallery at one time. We did this with an earlier exhibit this year, and it was brilliant. It was great. People love being outdoors in the UP, and the weather was fabulous, which it promises to be today. And the exhibit is really cool. Lots of every piece of artwork in there has at least 85% of its materials have been repurposed or recycled or reused in some way. So it's some pretty stunning and interesting artwork.
And I think it's really good timing that you're able to do this exhibit outside as well, to be out in nature and out in the natural world to show off these really great pieces of repurposed art. So that's really cool. So starting today, Thursday, July 30th, and running until September 17th, that's the Upcycle exhibit at the Boniface. Now, there is another exhibit that is kind of the UP, you know, the UP art competition for the area, the Northern Exposure. We're going to get artists prepared for this soon, right?
That's right. We're asking artists to start thinking about it. We'll have applications available in September, and the show opens mid-November, November 12th, actually. So we just want to get that in artists' heads, because I know they're out there in their studios. They may have not, you know, I'm sure by now they've noticed that there's this quarantine thing going on, but so many artists are like, what?
They've moved the rock away and they can see what's happening.
Yeah, so many of them working on their own. I just want them to have a heads up. This is one of the best art competitions around. People see this and compare us to a lot of larger institutions or larger art competitions out there. So we have some really amazing artists from across the entire UP. And they're all welcome to apply, and they submit images, and we have a juror who will decide what's actually in the show and what's not. We often get around 80 pieces of art in the show, so there's lots of room, and I want to encourage artists to think about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll have some time to think about that, work on your process. I think a lot of artists will probably have a lot to say about what's happening in the world right now, one way or the other, and it'll be great to see that expression come out through Northern Exposure. Now, speaking of virtual events on that side of things, there's always, in the summertime, there's the waterfront event with vendors and artists and things like that, but this year, doing things a little bit differently, right?
That's right. The laws wouldn't allow us to go forward with the waterfront as we usually would, and for health and safety reasons, let's not endanger ourselves. So we're doing a virtual waterfront. We're taking a foray into an online art festival where artists can be contacted through this virtual waterfront art festival on the bonifacearts.org website. So one of the things we've done is we did a workshop last weekend for artists who don't have an online presence, who are learning that. And that may be the case in the UP. And a lot of that focus was on running your art as a business. So we're seeing more and more artists be able to take their place online, and we want to encourage that. And the Virtual Waterfront Art Festival should do that.
Absolutely. That's a great way for more exposure to use the online component of that while also following the safety guidelines. So stay tuned on the bonifacearts.org website for the virtual waterfront happening. And along with that, something else that really piqued my interest, you know, being in radio, I'm really interested in podcasts. So I see that there's going to be some podcasts featured on the Boniface website.
Yep, we already have two on the website now with Ron Rademacher. He is well-traveled throughout all of Michigan. He's a bit of a storyteller, and that actually makes it really fascinating. These are five-minute podcasts, so it doesn't cost a lot of time, and each one points out a couple of places in the UP to visit, places you can go in a day, or most of us could go in a day. He's going to be presenting live at the Boniface on September 10th. We're trying to take that presentation on the internet as well, so take that virtually as well. But right now the podcasts are out there for people to resource, and it's interesting. I've been finding that a lot more people have been contacting me with backpacking and hiking and what are my opportunities, and it's been great to be able to refer them to Ron's work.
Yeah, it's always great to find that unexpected place to visit in Michigan somewhere, and to have a trusted voice to say, hey, you can check this place out if you haven't been here, or let's say you really enjoy Canyon Falls, well, maybe you should try going this place as well. So very cool. I'll have to check those podcasts out on the Boniface website. And again, Ron Rademacher will be also presenting at the Boniface September 10th. Those are the classes, exhibits, and events happening at the Boniface. My guest has been Sue Roll, the Executive Director of the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. Anything you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
They can look for the virtual waterfront on August 1st when the real one was supposed to have happened. So that's our, that's, we want it all to launch then. But thanks so much for the conversation today.
Absolutely. And again, head to bonifacearts.org. It's kind of the central hub for all of that information from the Boniface. Thanks again, Sue.
You bet, Kurt. Thanks.